Wildlife biologist Neil Barton says the lack of snow means ptarmigan probably don't tend to come down from higher elevations. More snowfall will help judge whether there has been a decline in the bird's population. As it is, he says hunters haven't had much to say lately.
So I just haven't heard much about ptarmigan this winter nor the previous two. And, I think in general, if the snow isn't pushing them out of those mountain valleys and some of those hills, they will stay high as long as they can.
Barton says he's not worried about the ptarmigan population. Some areas of the state have put conservation measures in place, which he doesn't think will be necessary here.
I know, like off the road system, in between Anchorage and Fairbanks, the Denali Highway up in that country, they've taken some conservation measures just because there's so many people hunting ptarmigan and using snow goes and really putting so much pressure on them. But here, I don't think that's really happening. And
like other small game sought this time of the year, Barton tends to think better winter travel conditions will connect hunters and trappers with their prey.
Well, I think a lot of it's if the snow continues and people have a little more opportunity to get out on their snow goes, and they can get out into some of the further reaches and valleys and things, people have a little better luck with ptarmigan and hare. But, they have lots of places they can be, and a lot of them are in some of the higher valleys on the hillsides, and unless you're getting up into there, you're really maybe not going to bump into them so much. So, again, if we get a good bunch of snow, the picture might change, and people will all of a sudden find out that, hey, there's more birds around than we thought.
Barton says he has gotten reports of pretty good ptarmigan and hare hunting around Manicotek. When conditions do allow for better effort, hunters in areas 9 and 17 have a bag limit of 20 ptarmigan a day, with 40 in possession. There is currently no bag limit for hares. In Dillingham, I'm Lawrence Hamilton.